You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition.
On this Friday, it is both astonishing and outrageous that most major national news organizations reported that Israel blew up a hospital in Gaza, killing hundreds. The source of the information was Hamas. So that immediately disqualifies any honest journalist from citing Israel as the hospital attacker, right? But no. The Associated Press, Reuters, CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times all inflamed a violent situation by reporting the Hamas accusation. None of those agencies had any backup for their reportage. What they should have done is said something like this: a hospital in Gaza was hit with rocket fire today. Both Israel and Hamas blame the other. Now, is that hard? That's journalism 101. Subsequently, U.S. intelligence agencies say that the rocket was a misfire by Islamic terrorists. That has been widely reported, but the damage was done. Millions of ill-informed people believe Israel is responsible for killing people in a hospital because that's what they want to believe. And it was reinforced by a corrupt media. We have a major problem with the press in this country. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.